right, guys, this episode right here, I mean, this is going to be a two-part episode of how me and Crystal met. You'll be hearing part one this week, and you'll be hearing part two next week. You know, there's so much in this podcast, you know, we're going to be breaking it up into two parts. So, yeah, you'll be hearing part one this week, and then you'll be getting part two next week. So, enjoy part one of how we met. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Spreeners, a Couples Podcast. I'm Cody, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Crystal.
Hello.
And on today's show, you know, we're going to talk about how we met, you know, the journey into meeting one another and everything. And you know, and yeah, we're going to talk about that on the podcast. I hope you guys enjoy the debut episode. You know, we were kind of like feeling things out because thing is, you know, Crystal and I, we've done podcasts before in the past together, but this is our first full-fledged podcast that we've done, you know, together. So, we're going to get into today's episode, but, Crystal, do you have anything you want to tell the listeners?
This episode is probably going to be very exciting. Not really, but, I mean, ish.
You're like, oh, not really.
Not really.
Well, I think people will be interested in, like, oh, how do these guys meet? You know, like, how did, you know, this come about, you know? So, that's what we're going to get into today. We're going to tell you guys how we met. But before we do, you know, let's give everyone some background on what we were doing before we met. Before I met Crystal, I was a manager at McDonald's in the town I was living in, which was Van Wert, Ohio. And, you know, I was single at the time. You know, I wasn't, like, really looking into getting into a relationship or anything like that. You know, I was just kind of doing my thing. I lived in a one-bedroom apartment. And, I was just, you know, doing me, you know, for the most part. You know, I was working all the time, you know, trying to work my way up in the McDonald's chain, you know. Because I don't know if you guys have been in restaurant management before, but, you know, I mean, I worked my way up pretty quickly. You know, I was a crew member, and then 6 months later, I became a manager. You know, I just went to the next phase and everything. And, you know, I've been in my position for a couple of years by this time. I was just doing me, living by myself, you know, and all that. Crystal, what were you doing before that we met?
I was actually working at Taco Bell in Van Wert. So I was their main night closer. So, depending on who they have, like, as manager and as the two people that was closing, because we would have two lines, and then after 11 o'clock, like, we would shut down the one line. But this is what really gets me, is, like, at 10:30, they would never shut down that one line. Like, they would shut it down, but they wouldn't have the people who were supposed to leave at 10 o'clock do dishes and help us out. So it was always the drive-thru person. And it was like, no, you need to actually hire somebody just to do the lobby. And then you need to hire somebody that's going to actually stay, like, if they're doing the second line or something. We called it the second line. But if they're going to do that line, they need to at least get it put back together, like, do the dishes and get it put back together. Because that's really what pissed me off, is, like, you had all these teenagers that could only stay, and they had to take their 30-minute break if they worked over so many hours. And somebody was like, oh, no, I'm not going to make them take their 30-minute break. I'm just going to make them leave 30 minutes early. And then that would fuck us over.
Yeah.
And here I am working 15-plus hours. By the way, I worked a whole fucking month with no fucking days off because I was the only one that they knew I would come in. And finally, when I wanted to take my days off, I was the bad person. So I got tired of we're always feeling like Taco Bell couldn't manage without me when there was actually 1 week I was gone. I literally was gone. And they fucking managed without me. But yet it seemed like they couldn't. It was just ridiculous.
Oh, what do you think was like the main problem with Taco Bell? Was it like just the management, the general manager?
It was our GMs. It was our GMs, the general manager, and the management, because they only had a certain crew and they made us work every weekend. And I would work always on Taco Tuesday. And it was so crazy that people, like, I had somebody that fucking just left the line. And then they try to say that then we had somebody that called, that came here when it was super busy. We were wrapped around, and remind you, and everything was so full that we were so busy that nobody wanted to come in and help us. So I told everybody, because everybody's like, Crystal, I need you to work my, I have stuff going on and I need somebody to work my extra hours. And I was like, so why the fuck would I help you if you don't come in and help us? Right. What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's not how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fuck people over and not expect to be fucked over.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Like, it was stupid. I've always felt like that's why I got out. And I was living at my parents' house and I had to pay bills, so I didn't mind. But my parents expected me to also do chores and stuff. And then when I didn't do chores because I was so tired and all this, they didn't. They acted like it was, they just like, well, you don't help him. Because I'm constantly working at Taco Bell. And then they started making me pay rent and stuff because it was their way of teaching me responsibility. And I'm like, I have a fucking job. I don't have my license yet, which I finally got my license. Right? And I finally got my license, was able to drive. Sorry, guys, my voice is a little goof, so I had to take a drink, but it was just ridiculous. Like, Taco Bell was just so ridiculous. It was just, like, the management, there was a manager, she tried to pull everyone, like, she just wasn't doing anything. We had, it was poorly bad management. They're, like, managers who shouldn't even been managers. People who thinks they can, they would leave and come back. They would leave and come back.
Yeah, we experienced a lot of that same stuff at McDonald's too. You know, we have employees quit and come back. Even people who shouldn't have come back. And you know, there's one guy in particular. His name was Jamie. And,
oh my God.
So, yeah, this guy. So, quick story. So, Jamie, he came to work for us, and he acted like he knew it all. You know, he was like, oh yeah, I did this and that, and, you know, I'm going to do this in a little bit, and, you know, yeah, you know, and then he would try to talk to you about his personal life and all that, and, you know,
I think that's so funny how he just came to this, like, he's coming up to you trying to act like he knows it all, but this dude can't even know how to take a shower. Okay. And I'm not making, I'm sorry, guys. I shouldn't really make fun of him because I didn't know his life, but no, he had access to a shower. So it was to the point where he just chose not to do one.
Right. I mean, that's one of the main complaints I got about him from people. Like, one person in particular came up to me and said, oh, he smells like a wet dog. I'm like, oh, what do you want me to do about it? I can't force him to take a shower. You know, I can't, you know, bathe him. I'm not going to bathe somebody. The only two people I'm going to bathe is myself and my kid. That's about it, you know. I mean, my kid's almost 3 years old, so he still needs help bathing and everything like that. But I'm not going to bathe another grown human being, you know, unless they're...
But at this time, you didn't have a kid.
Yeah.
Just want to make that clear.
Right, yeah.
At this time, I was working at Taco Bell. I only knew because there was a dude who was working at Taco Bell whose girlfriend was working at McDonald's. So, yeah, he was another one that came in and he became a manager. Yeah, he got in trouble. Get this. He came back and he was a manager because he got in trouble for selling marijuana on the premises.
Oh, wow.
And he came back as a manager.
Wow.
And he was a manager doing it.
That's shocking to me. I don't know what you guys think about weed, marijuana. Like, I don't have a problem with it personally. You know, I mean, it's getting to the point where it's being legalized everywhere almost. Here in Indiana, it's still not legal. But yeah, there's some other forms of it, you know, the legal THC and stuff like that. But it's going to get to a point where it's going to get legal in all 50 states eventually.
And I'm not against it either. I was just against, like, why is that dude, he got in trouble for doing something he shouldn't, and then he comes back. Like, I've been there longer than half of those people, and they're becoming managers. It really pissed me off. But I don't have a problem with it. But it doesn't mean people, just because it's legal, it's still illegal to sell it.
Yeah, it's like,
have to have papers in order to sell it from your house. And you can only grow, like, so many plants. Like, I think the max is, like, one or two. Yeah. If not three.
Yeah.
You can't have a whole farm.
Right.
Okay. Remember what my dad said?
Oh, yeah. If it got legalized, he was going to use his back 40 for make a marijuana field out of it. But, yeah.
Dad.
But, yeah, so... Jamie, yeah, man, he was strange. I'll just say that. And I've heard stories about him. I don't know if I should tell it here on the podcast. I mean, I have spoke about it before, but apparently when he was in the school, he stole, some kid's underwear, and because he didn't have underwear. So he stole the pair of underwear and wore it for a week. And he,
do not say he gave it back.
Yeah, he tried to give it back to the kid after he had, had poop stains and stuff on it. Oh my God. Yep, he tried to do that. And then the kid was like, no, you can keep that pair of underwear. I don't want it back.
Oh, my God. I mean, I know Jamie Phillips because I actually sat next to him in math class. So, again, like, this was when I was in school. So, at school, I mean, he didn't smell like everybody said after he graduated. So, obviously, you know, he knows how to bathe and stuff. Like, again, I'm not one to make fun of somebody, but I'm just saying, like, I heard the stories and stuff.
I mean, like, it's a hygiene, personal hygiene thing. Like, I mean, you have access to take a shower, and that's the thing. He was living with his mom when he worked with us at McDonald's, so I don't understand why he just didn't take care of himself, you know. And that's the thing, as a manager, there was a couple guys who had hygiene issues, and you know, and I unfortunately had to have a talk with some of them and be like, hey, we've got complaints about your hygiene and everything. You know, are you able to afford deodorant, shampoo, body wash, you know? And I even told them, like, look, if you can't get it, then I will buy some stuff for you, and I'll put it in a bag and I'll give it to you, you know, if it comes down to it, you know. And they would tell me, like, no, I can get it. I'm like, okay, then you need to start, you know, using it so that way you don't come to work stinking, you know. I mean, I'm not trying to be rude or mean or anything.
I mean, at least you had a discussion and, like, you tried to talk to them about it and then you did offer help. I mean, some people, like, are rude. They, like, I used to get bullied because of my hygiene, but I didn't. It was just because people always made up shit. I mean, they would make fun of my brother, and then when they found out I was my brother's sister, they would start making fun of me. So it wasn't just because, and I didn't have poor hygiene. I brushed my teeth. I put on deodorant. I took showers. So it's not like I had poor hygiene. It was just because, you know, people just want to be
assholes.
And, yeah. You know, I think it's kind of funny how people still to this day act like they're fucking assholes, when yet I know more dirty shit about them than they know about me.
But yeah, so with Jamie, he left, and then Robin, my boss, hired him back several months later, because he left and he took a job and he didn't work. It didn't work out for some reason. So then he came back, and then they said he was on probationary period and he was making $1 more than everybody else, and everyone was pissed. I had so many complaints, like, oh, how is he making this much more fucking money than I am? This is bullshit. I'm like, look, man, I don't make the decisions around here. You have to talk to Robin, you know? And then they wouldn't talk to Robin and still walk around pissed off. I'm like, there's nothing I can do about it, okay? If it was up to me, he wouldn't have been brought back, you know? And even if I did bring him back, he wouldn't be making more money than my crew. No. But anyhow, so then you decided enough was enough with Taco Bell. And yeah, so what made you want to come to McDonald's?
I heard they pay more. Like, I was making shit pay at Taco Bell. And it, like, to be honest, guys, like, McDonald's hired you for $10 an hour. Taco Bell hired you for $9. And we were such a bad store. We only got a dollar and something cents to give people for raises. Do the math.
Yeah.
I found out that I was only making $9.23 one time. And I'm like, I'm only making $9.23. And I guess I was part of the people who got a raise. And I got a 23-cent raise.
Yeah, pennies.
Like, fucking pennies, yes. Yeah. So I'm like, I can't keep on doing this. So then I went to McDonald's. And okay, now there is a little story about this. So I did go to McDonald's for better pay. Now, the little story is my grandma, when back in the day when me and Cody was a lot younger, my grandma worked at the same McDonald's that Cody worked at and I worked at. There wasn't two McDonald's. Then finally, my grandma decided enough was enough. Like, you know, well, they were going to do that remodel for the Playland. And then, so my grandma ended up, instead of going over to the other McDonald's, my grandma just retired. And, which, you know, good for my grandma. It's fine. She's retired. She's living her life just happy. But so she knew Robin, and they used to work together, you know, because my grandma's name is Gay, so they used to make fun of her and call her Gay Fucker. Not fucker, but Focker, you know, from Meet the Fockers.
Oh, yeah.
F-O-C-K-E-R-S, people. I mean, yeah. If you do not know that movie,
Google it.
First it's Meet the Parents, then it's Meet the Fockers. And then I think there's a third movie. It's like Little Fockers.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes when my dad would say Fockers, I was like, Dad. And he goes, F-O-C-K. Come on. I was so confused. And then I realized what he meant. But yeah, so there was a nice, good thing there with my grandma and them. So I worked. And they also would call her Gaylord from the movie. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was a little joke. And, yeah, so I ended up coming to McDonald's. And I do remember my first time there. I had my uniform on, my hat on, apron. No, I didn't have an apron, did we?
Well, they were given aprons, but no one wore them. At all, so
you didn't have to.
Yeah, it was optional.
I think you had to at least wear them if you were in the kitchen, but
nobody did.
But Robin didn't even care, because it's like, it's fast food. She feels like you, because at Taco Bell you had to wear your apron, and if you didn't, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And I would always take my apron off to do dishes after we closed, because I hated doing it. But anyways, I go in, and then Robin says, Cody, can you get Crystal in? Do the whole thumbprint, because you had to clock in with your thumb.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I did my thumb, and they made you do your thumb, and they made you do both sides. And then, so, therefore, you know, if you do go to work, if your like thumb is broken on one finger, you can still use the other one.
Yeah.
There's no excuse.
Right.
You know, I used to work somewhere that used to do thumbs, but they always did your other finger, so you can use any of your other fingers to clock in. They would do all 10 digits. So there was no fucking excuse unless you had no hands.
Right.
But yeah, then that's when I was really quiet, you know, that's how I am. It's new environment, new people, I'm very quiet. I'm not comfortable with talking to everybody yet. And then I started, like, I knew one of the managers there, which, God forbid, I just wish I would not have went there because of this manager, because he was from Taco Bell. And then I started getting into talking matters with now our friend Adam, which Cody knew him longer. And then I started talking to Cody more and everybody else. And then that's when everybody else realized, like, because they asked me, like, you're so quiet. And I'm like, and then they asked me if I was okay because I was so quiet. And they're like, you ever heard of It's Always the Quiet Ones? And I'm like, I'm quiet because I don't know anybody, but I'm just talk to me and I have no problem. I don't talk to people and just be like, hey, well, how are you? Like, what's your business, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Unless if it's about work, I won't talk to people about their business. It's business. Now, unless you tell me your business, then that's totally different.
Right. So, you know, you get hired in a McDonald's and everything, and, you know, it's new job, new environment. So when you first saw me, what did you think?
I mean, you're different now. Like, your appearance has changed a lot. But back then, I was like, oh, tall, cute. No, a little chunky. I mean... But I was too, so I think actually I'm way more now than But I was like, maybe I can try to find, I thought you were just cute and stuff. And I was like, of course, like, you know, at the time I had a boyfriend. A lot of people don't know I had a boyfriend at the time. So I wasn't like really interested. But like, you know, I could say a guy's cute having a boyfriend. But then, because I got hired in around January of that year. It was 2019.
Yes.
And it was around my dad's birthday when I got hired in. And because I left, because remember I stayed an hour later, you asked me on my first day if I could stay, and then you let me go, and you said thank you for staying, and then you let me go 5 minutes early. I literally thought I did something wrong.
No, definitely no.
I do believe I asked you, I was like, hey, why did you let me go 5 minutes early? Did I do something wrong? And you're like,
No.
I was just being nice.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I would do that for people. Like, if they agreed to stay over or they did something extra for me, if I asked them, then I would let them go early or give them a free, you know, whatever. You know, that's just how I was. So, I want to segue back to what you said. You know, you had a boyfriend before. When we met and everything, or when we first started working together at McDonald's, but you found me cute and everything. Do you think it's okay for people who are in relationships or marriages to find other people attractive, but not like show any interest?
Yes. We're married, and there are sometimes I see guys and I'll be like, oh, damn, this dude is pretty attractive. I mean, I'm going to tell you now, there's this dude I follow on TikTok. He was, like, in a cowboy shirt and cowboy hat, and he ripped his buttons off, and he has, like, these nice abs, and I was starting to blush. I was like, damn, put some water on me. Like, but, I mean, it doesn't mean, like, I'm going to go find him and have sex with him.
Right, yeah.
I mean, hell, I find, like, there'll be women I'll look out and be like, dude, ass though.
Yeah.
And you know how me and you are. I'll even look at you and I'll be like, do you see her ass? Like, dude, that's a nice ass.
Oh yeah.
But I would even let you look, but it's nothing like if a guy could, because to me, if a guy can show he's that fucking jealous, how bad is it gonna be if you have to if you go to work and you have to work with men?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but like, if a dude can show you that he's that fucking jealous because you think another guy is cute, which, come after me, I don't give a shit. You can say another guy is absolutely looks like attractive. He's attractive, but don't mean like you're going to go after him. Right. It's the problem when a woman goes after another man when being in a relationship. Like, hey, what's your number? Constantly text and stuff. Those are starting to show red flags.
Yes.
I never had your number. I was in a relationship, but I didn't get your number.
No.
To be honest, the only time you ever called me was because I had some bronchitis. I went to urgent care, got my thing taken care of, and I had that date excused.
Yeah.
Which technically, if you would have read my paper better, it said I could have gone to work, but Cody just let me have that day off.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, I think nowadays it's impossible to deny when someone's attractive. You know, even if you are in a relationship. Because, I mean, that's just how the world is, man. Like, there are so many people out there that are just, you know, good looking, you know? Like, you just can't, you know, deny that, you know? Like, if Crystal pulled up a picture of another girl and she asked me if I was attractive, if I found her attractive, then I'd be honest, you know, yes or no.
So, if I pulled up Rhea Ripley, you try and get to her?
Rhea Ripley is a very attractive woman. I'm going to say that right now. but
she's a very dominant woman.
Oh, yeah. People who don't follow wrestling are probably like, "Who are they talking about?"
It's a wrestler.
Yeah, Google her.
Google her.
You'll see what I'm talking about.
Watch some videos of her. You'll see what we're talking about.
Yeah. But yeah, man. Because I mean, I feel like guys are scared to some guys are scared to, you know, be open like that because they're gonna piss off their wife or girlfriend, you know.
Because women are psychotic.